Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I am very excited to have Krzysztof Czechot.
He's
a Polish actor, director, and producer. Krzysztof has produced over 400 hours of dramatized audiobooks, among others, Game of Thrones, The Godfather, and Blade Runner. He's a winner of the Best European Audio Play and the founder and director of the Audio Bible Super Production, a one-of-a-kind ecumenical project. It's the world's largest 3D radio drama with Hollywood A-list artists, including some of the most famous names in the business, and it has its own dedicated music and background sounds recorded in the Holy Land and will be available on a modern mobile app. To top it all off, anyone has a chance to participate and share their voice. Apart from professional actors, they invite people from different walks of life to take part in the production. Welcome, Krzysztof. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So what makes this Bible project unique? What's so different about it?
First of all, I would like to say that I'm absolutely honored to be in your podcast. So it's very important to say it. What makes this project unique? I think a few things. First of all, it will be the first 3D sound audio Bible, right? Our listeners will become participants in the Bible events. They will not observers. Which is very important. We want to take you into the North Star. We want you to be next to Abraham. We want you to ride into Jerusalem next to the Jesus and be with him on Golgotha. So yeah, we would like you to dive in those stories. Secondly, we found a way to be more inclusive. And let regular people participate in the creation of the audio Bible. We are going to invite 100 people to this project. We will talk about this later, I suppose. Anyone can participate in this project. The next thing is that, which is absolutely unique, I think, that the angels speak with the voices of both men and women.
Okay.
The last thing, I think it's also very important that the New Testament and the Acts will be narrated by a woman.
Oh, okay.
Or female voice. So that is, as you know, in the Bible is not so many female characters. So. So we decided to give this narration to the female voice.
Gotcha. Very cool. So how long does it take to create a project like this? What all is going into it?
To answer this question, I need to go back to the very beginning of our production, which was 5 years ago. We started the Polish version of the Audio Bible. And at this time, we started to think about the next step, which is the American, let me say, English version of the Audio Bible. We have been working for this project for, let me count it, 3 years now. And we are in the last stage of it. I mean, we are after recordings in Los Angeles and also in Warsaw partially, and a total of 130 actors were recorded, and another 100 to go, as I said. So yeah, basically, we have been working on this project for 3 years now.
Can you tell us anything about the cast information? So there's all of these Hollywood actors. Anybody we know?
Yeah, there will be two well-known people there, man and woman. And there is no time to share these names now.
Gotcha.
Because you know what we like to do.
Sure.
But for me, of course, the names are very important. They are very, the people do like knows the very, they do like knows the names and the, but let me put it this way. For us, the most important thing is to combine, to get to this project, professionals and amateurs. Like they are playing together. There is no, of course, it's important to know that we have a, we are talking with well-known Hollywood actors who will play the God's role, but for us, each role is equal. It's equal important. We will share it. We'll send you this information. I think in next 2 to 3 months, I guess.
And so speaking of having people from, different levels of experience next to each other, you also have people from all faiths. What made you decide to just kind of open it up in that way?
To answer this question, I think it's very important, and this question is very important and obvious, of course, considering this project. And I want you to begin by emphasizing, that the audiovisual superproduction respects all personal beliefs, worldviews, political preferences, and the purpose of our project is to reach people of people of all backgrounds and religion. This is very important. Our team believes, let me say it this way, that our team believes in the shared values of ecumenism, art, and creativity. So I'm convinced these are intimate mothers to us all. And of course, if people wish to share them, of course they could. But for me, these are not models that are important in this production. But I think that the Bible is for everybody,
right,
for anyone. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason to not involve in this project, to not to propose some roles to anybody, to everyone. We are, as I said, we are as you know, we our claim is, our motto is, the other one is production, the stories that unite.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our conception, this is our main thought, that we would like to gather people around the idea. Mm-hmm. There's only one condition. You need to respect the other people, the other beliefs. You need to be open for anybody, for other people.
Sure, yeah. And so what has the experience of doing, of creating this production been like from a faith perspective for some of the creators? Has it been transformative in any way, would you say?
I won't say that the creators, but when we were working on the Polish project, when we actually finished this Polish project, we received so many, email statesmen, information that the audio Bibles, the Polish version of the audio Bible superproduction changed actually their lives.
Really?
So, this is the answer of this question, for this question, that not in our team, because we are as we were, but we received so many emails and phone calls, and even people who met me somewhere on the street were like, Krzysztof, it's changed my life somehow, and I'm so grateful for this project.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Very cool. And what English translation are you using for the reading?
New American Bible. Okay. The the official text of the Catholic Church in the U.S.
Gotcha. Okay, very cool. And how far along are you at this point? What kind of progress have you made so far?
Yeah, sure. We have been recorded like 130 actors, 140. I'm not sure about it, the exact number. So it's more than 130, definitely. And we finished 10 books, which is like 10 hours is ready to go to listen it. And we are going to start the God's Role recordings and female voice recording in the next 2 months, I guess.
And any idea what your projected completion date is?
Not exactly. Yeah. You know, I don't know how to answer these questions, to be honest, because we will see how it will go. Okay, so yeah, this is what I wanted to say.
Too early to tell. Gotcha.
Thanks.
Okay. And so any idea, like, when it's completed, do you have any idea what the cost will be for purchase?
I have some problem with connection. Can you repeat the question, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So any idea what the cost will be for the consumer to purchase the completed product?
Okay. Of course. It will cost like a coffee in the Starbucks, like $3 subscription each month. There will be, of course, some kind like lifetime purchase, which will be $99, I guess. But now we have a pre-sale and access to the Bible Tales, $49. And it will be not only the Old Bible Super Production, it will be also the Old Bible for the kids. Because we in the 2022 recording the kids version, and also there will be some masterclass there. Music, many other things, not only the Audio Bible Super Production.
Gotcha. Okay, great. And then after the English production, so you already did it in Polish, now you're doing it in English. Anything down the line in other languages?
Yes, of course. We are very close to sign the contract with CLAM, which is like Bishop Conferences of South America. And we will start in 2022 Spanish version, which into this project it will be, I think, also unique somehow, because to this project we will involve 1,000 voices, 1,000 actors from 23 Spanish-speaking countries.
Gosh, that is quite a project. So
yeah.
How, if anybody's interested in getting involved, what do they do?
Guys, first of all, you need to visit our website, which is audiobiblesuperproduction.com, and check out the details there. Sign to the newsletter. And there is anything in this on this website, so like any information about the project, any information about the contest, any information about how to participate in this contest, how to be a part of this incredible project, any links to our Facebook, Instagram. So yeah, just simply go to the audiobiblesuperproduction.com.
That in the show notes. Is there anything else that I have not asked you that you want to make sure you leave with our audience?
No. The most important thing is just to I would like to ask you, believe in our project. Believe in us, and because we need to get some support from you. And because for the audience, we are doing this project, for the people who want to listen to us, not only this is the important thing, which I think is good to say, that we are thinking not only about the people who are very close to the Jesus, who are very close to the church, We are also aiming to the people who always wanted to know what is in the Bible, right? Who are thinking that the Bible is too long, too boring, hard to understand. That's why we decided to do this in 3D sounds, like we'll call it not the audiobooks or audio series. We are call it a movie without the pictures, movie without the images. So as I said at the very beginning of our conversation, I think it helps you to listen it, because you can be a part of this events, of the biblical events. And what's important also to say that we have been to Israel to record the sound to this project. So the winds of the deserts, the waves of the sea, the animals are actually were recorded and are from the Israel. So I think it's quite important to say it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I can't wait to hear it. Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Christoph, for coming on. Really appreciate your time. And I'm so excited that you're doing this. This is fantastic.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.